It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And tonight from Veterans Memorial Gymnasium on the campus of Morgan County High School in Index or West Liberty, whichever one you prefer, we've got a 61st District versus 62nd District contest between the Round County Vikings, 18-9 under Coach Sean Thacker, and the Morgan County Cougars, 18-6 under Coach Reese Griffith. This is a couple of teams that are having good seasons. Round County is 5-1 in the district. And Morgan County is 6-0, the top seed in the 62nd district. Morgan County has won six in a row. And since 1997, the two teams have each won 21 times in the series. Bad news for Morgan County, the leading scorer on the season, Preston Hoskins, may be out for the year. He's certainly not playing tonight because of an injury. And we'll just see how it goes for him. Hopefully he can make it back before the postseason is over for Morgan County. We'll be back with more after this on WIVY.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled RITEWAY, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Linex spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Linex and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Hi, this is Kevin Anderson at First National Bank in Moorhead. I just wanted to take this opportunity to invite you to come out and see us. We're a full-service bank that can take care of any of your banking needs, whether it be one of our free checking accounts, a safe deposit box, or financing for a new car or home, or help with a commercial loan. First National Bank is the bank for you. As a lifelong resident of Round County, I'm proud to serve the people of this area. Come out and let me and my staff show you the advantages of First National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Again, we told you Morgan County, 18-6 on the season, 9-2 in the region, 6-0 in the district, winners of six in a row. At the end of January, they lost three games in a row. They lost at Ashland, they lost to Breathitt County at Jackson City, and they lost at Knott County Central. But since then, in the month of February, they've won six straight over East Carter, Elliott County, West Carter, Greenup County, Menifee County, and Raceland. For Round County, again at 18-6, 18-9 in overall, 4-4 in the region, and 5-1 in the 61st district. Actually, that is 11-4. My writing is not as good as it used to be. 11-4 in the region for Round County, and they have won four games out of the last five. They beat Montgomery County, Bath County, West Carter. They lost by 10 points in overtime to Ashland and then defeated East Carter. Let's take a look at what we expect to be the starting lineups. First for Morgan County, again, they will be without Preston Hoskins, a 6'5 junior who averages 14.9 points and 5.4 rebounds. At a forward, Gatlin Griffith, 6 foot senior, averaging 14 points and a team-high 6.2 rebounds. At a forward, Cameron Adams, a 6'2 senior, averaging 10.5 points and 4.7 rebounds. At a forward, Alan Justice, a 6'1 senior, averaging 7.5 points and 4.5 rebounds. Guards Logan Spencer, a 5'9 senior, he is averaging 8.9 points and 2.1 rebounds. And Eli Griffith, twin brother of Gatlin Griffith, will open at a guard. The 6 foot seniors missed quite a few games with injuries this year, but he's averaging 7.9 points and 4.1 rebounds. Again, Gatlin Griffith, Adams, and Justice forwards, Logan Spencer and Eli Griffith at the guards for Morgan County. For Round County, Coach Sean Thacker, 321 and 171 during his career at Round County, 482 and 275 overall in his career. At one guard will be Deshaun Watson, a 6'1 senior, averaging 9.6 points and 5.3 rebounds. At another guard will be Jason Ingles, 5'8 junior, averaging 5.9 points, 1.2 rebounds. And Braden Myris at a guard, a 6'1 senior, averaging 14.6 points and 3.7 rebounds. Forwards, Weston Maxey, 6'2 senior, averaging 6.7 points and 2.8 rebounds. And Colby Wilburn, 6'3 senior, averaging a team high 17.2 points and 4 rebounds. Watson, Ingles, Braden Myris, the guards, Maxey, and Wilburn at the forwards. The officiating crew is being headed up by Bill Renzi, along with Davey Fields and Jared Atkins. We'll be back with more after this on WIVY.
Did you know that Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead can make new chipped keys and remotes for your vehicle? Save on dealer quality key start keys. Stop by Big Four and we'll do the rest. Do you need propane to keep warm this winter? We have that too, along with pellets for your wood stove, heat tapes, and more. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead can keep you warm this winter. On Flemingsburg Road at I-64, Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knepp, 783-1868.
Put sea in the sky with diamonds. Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of My Old Kentucky Home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Two more regular season games for Round County. Tomorrow night they will be in Sandy Hook to take on Elliott County at 7:30. Then come Thursday they will be at Russell. 7:30 tip-off. We'll have that Russell game for you on WKCA 97.7. And then in the first game of the district tournament they'll play Menifee County. But let's check the whole district tournament for you there. And then the girls play on the 26th of February. The first game will be Fleming County against Menifee County at 6 and Bath County against Round County at 7:30. And all these games will be at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium in Moorhead. And the girls' championship game will be on Wednesday the 28th at 7. For the boys, on Tuesday the 27th, Fleming County against Bath County at 6 o'clock and Round County against Menifee County at 7:30. The boys' championship game scheduled for 7 o'clock on Thursday, February 29th. This game goes way back. Usually a great rivalry. And no doubt it will be a good game here tonight. We hate it for Preston Hoskins, the leading scorer for Morgan County. He's a good one. Has 75 three-pointers on the season. Hits 43% of them. 82% from the free throw line. 46% from the field. But he is injured and will not play tonight. Round County against Morgan County. I'm Randy Stacy. We'll be back with the start after this on WIVY.
Congratulations. You're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special, reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
For the second time this season, we've seen Mikey Wiseman, a former official in the 16th region, and he is a Woodman of the World insurance agent, bring in a giant flag for the students at a school to hold. They just displayed it while we had the playing of the national anthem. Now we're set for the starting lineups. Ram County will be in the road green uniforms with white letters, white numbers, and gold trim. And
14, Cameron Adams,
the Cougars will be in home white uniforms, gold trimming on blue numbers and blue lettering. And one of the Cameron Adams, one of the Morgan County, just now being recognized one of their starters for reaching 1,000 points. Nice, again, nice crowd on him. Not as big as they used to be in this series, but, of course, we have the district tournament coming up. That's what everybody's sort of taking a look at now.
6'1 senior, wearing number 3, Deshaun Watson. Starting at guard, 6'2 senior, wearing number 5, Weston Maxey.
Maxey is out along with Deshaun Watson, Jason Ingles, Braden Myers, and Colby Wilburn. Well, wrap it up. We're located on the bottom part of level number 2 on the side of Veterans Memorial Gymnasium behind the benches. There's only one level across the way. It says the facility's been here a long time, but it has been renovated.
Number 0, Alan Justin.
Ram County, most of their fans are across the way. A few right behind the Round County bench down to our right. The Vikings will be moving right to left as we view things from our location here in the first half of this one. That's one of those times when you're getting ready to split seasons. You look down below us to the left. A couple of Morgan County athletes walked in with their baseball bat bags. So they've been out having baseball practice today. The two Griffith twins, Gatlin and Eli. Reese Griffith. Along with Landon, another set of twins in that family. Reese is the coach. Landon is a physical therapist back in Moorhead, out at Apex, out in the Kroger Center. Saw him walk in a few moments ago to enjoy this contest. Bill Renzi, basketball in hand. Looks as though Maxie is going to step in to jump it up against Alan Justice for Morgan County. Tip control by Round County's Braden Myers in backcourt. And it's going to be a man-to-man for Morgan County. Spencer picks Myers up. Myers gives it off to Watson, left side. They do a lot of switching on this defense. Watson, free throw line jumper, no good. Rims out, and the rebound is off to Justice. Justice in a hurry down the floor. Goes up with a 14-foot, no good. Rebound taken down by Eli Griffith, however. It was such a hard rebound because it missed everything but the backboard that it bounced out to a Morgan County player, and now Eli Griffith. I'm sorry, Gatlin has it out front. Right side it goes to Justice. Inside to Spencer. Spencer drops it off to Justice. Comes back out to Spencer. Spencer angles. Gives it straight away to Griffith. Eli takes it to the left block and hands it off to Adams. Cross court pass near side to Spencer. He goes into the free throw line. Gives it back out. Long three-pointer on the way. No good. That was taken by Eli Griffith, and the rebound is off to Sean Watson. Off it goes to Colby Wilburn, and he knocks down a three-pointer to get this one underway. Not a bad spot here. We do have a rails in front of us, so we'll be doing a little weaving and bobbing. Ball stolen away by Colby Wilburn. Gets it ahead to Maxie. He sets up with a three-pointer right side. That's going to be long. He kicks out, and Braden Myers gets the rebound. Gave it to Wilburn and to Ingles. Ingles has it. Gives it short corner to Deshaun Watson. Kicks it out underneath to Braden Myers, and he charges. No question about that one. Not a flop. He just lowered his shoulder and took the defender out. Round County will press 1-2-1-1. They had a chance to get it inside and fan it back out for an open shot. They elected not to. Getting a layup on the other end is Justice as they break the press easily. 3-2, Round County by one with 6 minutes to go in the quarter. Myers has it left side. He goes underneath, spins up off the glass, no good short. Here comes Galen Griffith down the middle, lays it off. Shot up and good by Justice. He has all 4 points. That's their first lead change. Morgan County goes back on top. Round County a couple of, once one a bad turnover on a charge, another one a bad shot, and after a quick start, Morgan County has come from behind. Watson carries the ball. And Sean Thacker is not happy with Renzi. Bill Renzi. And there he is chewing him out. He called him turning it over. They don't call that very often. Justice goes in, puts it up and in. He's got 6 points. 3 point lead for Morgan County. Braden Myers back in front court. Bounces inside to Deshaun Watson. He puts it up and in. Cuts the lead to one at 6-5. Here comes Morgan County against the press. Left side three-pointer on the way by Spencer. No good. Justice gets the rebound. He's done everything for Morgan County so far. And shot missed. And shot up and good. That is by Cameron Adams, and Round County fouls him. Foul will be on Ingles, his first, team second. Bill Renzi has been getting it from Sean Thacker ever since he called carrying the ball. I mean, in this big crowd, you can hear Sean all the way up here. 4 point lead now for the Cougars. Adams hits the free throw. 9-5 the score. Left side, Wilburn. skip pass across to Gavin Ramsey, who came in for Ingles. Raiden Myers penetrates. Gets it off to... Stolen away. Eli really just picked his pocket, and he puts it up and in. That's just bad play on Round County's part. Put it right in his lap, and he took it down and put it in. 6-point lead for Morgan County. And Round County will take a 30-second timeout. That first basket came so easy for Round County with Kobe Wilburn getting the three-pointer. Then they got another open one that didn't fall. But since then, it is all Morgan County. Round County will have it when we go back to action again. 4:16 in the first quarter, 11-5 Cougars. Eleven to five, 6 points for Justice. For Morgan County. Morgan County has it side front court. That's where they took the timeout. Maxie. And to Deshaun Watson. Braden Myers gets it left side. Off to Kobe Wilburn. Off to Myers. Every time Wilburn gets it, he gets bumped. And he lost the ball on one occasion, so you can figure that is the way it's going to be played throughout this game as long as they allow it. Deshaun Watson takes it under, has it blocked, and he's fouled from behind by Cameron Adams. Nope, wasn't Adams. Adams was one that's really disappointed. Instead, they're going to put the foul on Justice, his first, and the team's first. Two shots for Watson. He puts that one up and in. He's a 76% free throw shooter. Round County eighth in the state in free throw shooting. That's 76% as a team. He makes them both. Cuts the lead to four at 11-7. The Gatlin Griffith and Eli Griffith, they play downhill. They are, man, that's a charge. Stuck his elbow right in the chest of a Round County player and pushed him away. And now Reese Griffith is going to argue about that. 3:41 to go. First quarter. Myers against the matchup 2-3, it looks like. We'll see who cuts. Nope. They're cutting through, so that's a man-to-man, but it's a real soft man-to-man. And a foul called on Gatlin Griffith, his first and the team's third. And so I don't guess we'll have the bumping as soon as they get the ball maybe anymore because they called a couple of fouls. Ball bounces in to Colby Wilburn. Goes up off the glass, good. He's got five and the lead's down to two for Morgan County, 11-9. Ball knocked away. Colby Wilburn comes up with it on the steal. Here comes Myers. Right corner, Maxie. Three-pointer on the way. Perfect. And that's a lead change. Round County goes back out on top. 12-11 with 3:04 to go in the first quarter. Looting with it is Spencer. Takes it underneath. Off to Justice. Puts it up and in. Nice feed. Third lead change. Round County back with it. Watson. Free-throw line jumper. Rims out. No good. If you're going to take one that early, you got to knock it down. And here comes Eli Griffith. Kicks it out right side. Three-pointer on the way by Justice. No good. Rebound Wilburn. Wilburn crosses the timeline with it. Gets it straight away to Braden Myers. Right side. Gavin Myers. Braden Myers angles left side. Gets it straight away to Maxson. Off to Colby Wilburn, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Justice. Morgan County jumped at Wilburn, forced him to change the shot. And Justice takes it down and lays it up and in. He's got 10 points. And it's a 3-point lead for the Cougars 15-12. They play downhill, and Round County has got to stop the basketball. Sean Watson throws it away, right in the hands of Eli Griffin. Goes off and shot up, no good, missed by Justice. And Gavin Myers here, there has it. He's checked by Gatlin Griffith. Wilburn drops it, goes underneath, up off the glass, no good. Three players hit the floor, and here comes Morgan County with it. Adams takes it in. Justice takes it baseline, throws it out deep. Eli Griffith has it. Cross court pass to Gatlin Griffith. Jumper right side, no good. That was by Spencer. Ball's on the floor. And it's a jump ball. Alternating possession leaves it with Morgan County. And it comes to Justice. Straight away to Adams. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound, Braden Myers. He was the only Viking there. It's a good thing he got the board. Left side, Gavin Myers rims it out on the three-pointer. And off with it is Spencer. 35 seconds to go in the quarter, 15-12. Morgan County may go for the last shot. Griffith shoots it, no good. That was Gatlin Griffith. Round County gets it back with 20 seconds to go. Deshaun Watson with it out front with 11 seconds to go. Braden Myers, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Off to Wilburn, long straightaway three-pointer, and it ties it at the end of the first quarter. That one was about 28 feet. 15-15, Round County and Morgan County at the end of one. Back after this on WIVY.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Round County will come back out with Jason Ingles, Colby Wilburn, Gavin Myris, Jace Winkleman, and Braden Myris. Starters still out there for Morgan County. The two Griffiths. Gatlin and Eli, along with Adams, Spencer, and Justice. Zone for the Cougars. That may be a little gimmicky. We'll see. Gavin Myers penetrates into the free throw line. Bounces it out to Braden Myers. He goes inside. In the corner it goes to Ingles. Inside to Winkleman. Out to Colby Wilburn. That one is short. Rebound batted up. It goes to the floor. Winkleman has it. And stolen away by Morgan County. Lead out to Logan Spencer. And he puts it up and in. 17-15. Morgan County by two. Early in the second quarter. Right outside Myers. Braden Myers to Gavin Myers. 2-1-2, 2-3 zone. Ingles has it. Left side Wilburn penetrates. Inside to Myers. Left of the lane jumper misses that one badly. And here comes Gatlin Griffin with it up the left side. He's going to go underneath. Tries to center it. It does. And it's knocked away. Gets it back. He goes under. Gives it out to the left side. Three-pointer on the way by Spencer is good. Five in a row for Spencer, and it's a five-point lead for Morgan County. 20-15. Right corner. Three-pointer by Ingles is good. I think that was Wilburn that fed it to him. We were blocked for just a moment there. Cuts the lead to two at 20-18 with 6:24 to go. Gatlin goes under and runs over and charges. Runs over Ingles. Nice job by Jason. For Gatlin Griffin, that will be his second. In for Morgan County will come Asher Gamble. And I'm assuming, and it is correct assumption, that Gatlin and Griffith will go out with the two fouls. Ingles against the 2-3 zone. Bounces left side to Gavin Myers. Penetrates. Needs someone to get it off. He gets it to right baseline to Braden Myers for a jumper. No good. And off with it is Eli Griffith. He gets it ahead to Adams. Oh, that's a walk by Justice. He got by with it. Somebody missed the walk. Wilburn gets his first foul. And Justice will shoot two. No question. He took a lengthy walk and they didn't call it. Knocks that one down. Puts Morgan County back out on top, 21-18. Grand County getting lots of good shots. Now they're just not hitting them all. That one's up, no good. Rebound, Braden Myers. 21-18, 5:44 to go before the halftime. Colby Wilbur penetrates in the lane and whistling, I guess a foul call. It will go on Asher Gamble. He just checked in. His first, team second. Slade White will come in for Brown County. Wilburn will step out. Gavin Myers gets it in the right corner. Pick Ingles. That's Winkleman. Winkleman down the lane. Left-handed shot up. No good. But they're going to call a foul on Logan Spencer. His first, team's third in the quarter. Nickelman, 67% free throw shooter. We'll shoot two. And that one is off the left side of the rim to the left side of the backboard and no good. Deshaun Watson comes back in and Gavin Myers will go out. Nickelman rattles that one home. Cuts the lead to two, 21-19. Morgan County with 5:30 to go in the second quarter. Gamble gives it off to Eli Griffith. He penetrates. Gives it out. Three-pointer on the way. Good by Logan Spencer. He's got 8 points, eight of the last nine for Morgan. And it's 24-19. Three-pointer, left side, Ingles, no good, misses everything. Winkleman gets it, puts it up, no good. Bounces it back out to Winkleman again. He puts it up, no, oh, it did go. Wow, hard off the backboard and in. 24-21, 4:50 to go, and Morgan County's back with it. Well, Logan Spencer gives it off to Eli Griffith, guarded by Myers. Kicks out right side, three-pointer on the way. Good by Asher Gamble, and he's fouled. It'll go on Ingles, and that will be his second. Gamble will go to the free throw line. Matches the biggest lead of the game for Morgan County, 6 points. Free throw up, and good. Biggest lead now, 7. 28-21, 4:34 to go before halftime. Ingles across the timeline. Angles right. Gives it to Winkleman. Looks inside. Gets into Myers. He goes up inside, puts it up off the glass. Good, and he'll go to the line. Braden Myers with the points. That'll be a second foul on Asher Gamble and the fourth in the quarter. Myers, a 79% free throw shooter, will shoot one. Wilburn is back in. That free throw short. Batted out. And Eli Griffith gets it for Morgan County. Spencer. Gamble, long three-pointer. No good. Rebound, Deshaun Watson. Right side it goes to Braden Myers. Gives it out to Watson. Watson penetrates. Myers, three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound by Slade White. Gives it off to Colby Wilburn. Inside to Watson. He puts it up and in. 28-25, three-point lead for Morgan County. 3:38 to go. Second quarter. Inside it goes to Adams. Now it's back outside. Three-pointer left side by Spencer. No good. Rebound by Winkleman. Penetrates in front court. Kicks it off to Braden Myers. Left side behind the arc, about 5 feet. Now back to Winkleman. Short corner goes to Slade White. Kick out to Braden Myers. He'll take another three-pointer. This one no good. Rebound off to Justice. Justice in front court. The corner it goes to Spencer. And what do we got? Timeout taken by Reese Griffith of Morgan County. It'll be a full timeout. His team leads 28-25, 2 minutes and 58 seconds before halftime, and we'll be back after this.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Back out, Morgan County. There's the basketball side front court. Eli Griffith bounces it in back court to Asher Gamble. And now Spencer comes and gets it. Foul called across the way on Slade White, his first, team's third. Morgan County in the last 2 years here at Veterans Memorial Gymnasium, 19-1. Their only loss to Boyd County. And I believe that might have been last year. Out front with it is Adams. Hands off to Gamble. Gamble penetrates into the key. Goes all around, puts it up. No good, but he'll go to the free throw line. Slade White will get his second foul. Team's fourth. Gamble will shoot two. Puts it up good. 67% free throw shooter. He's made his first two free throws in this game. Gavin Myers comes in and White sits down. Back to a four-point lead for the Cougars. And five-point lead now. 30-25, 2:30 to go before halftime. Deshaun Watson in front court for Round County. Miller Myers inside to Wilburn. Fallaway jumper is no good, and rebounds off to Morgan County. Round County one shot and done. If it doesn't go, Morgan County has it going in the other direction. Adams in the lane, walks with it. Turnover gives it back to Round County. Nice defense by the Vikings. Maxson bounces it in to Braden Myers. Gavin Myers try to double team him. He comes out and gives it to. Shooting it was good. Yeah, we were blocked there for just a second, but that is cold when Wilburn got it and put it in. 30-27. Eli Griffith penetrates and he charges. Eli Griffith gets his second foul. Team's fifth. That's an offensive foul. Gavin Myers in front court penetrates and walks. You need a little bit more of taking what they're giving you and not a little too much creation for Round County. Sitting down for Morgan County is Adams. Round County steals it away. Nice steal by Gavin Myers. Deshaun Watson has it. Has it knocked away. Recovered by Wilburn. Underneath it goes to Maxey. Puts it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Wilburn. Three-pointer straight away. Wilburn. No good short. Rebound Gatlin Griffith. Ahead to a wide open Asher Gamble. And he puts it up and in. Round County back down by five with a minute now to go in the half. Gavin Myers has it knocked away, but Kobe Wilburn recovers. Maxey on the far side. Goes inside, has it back tapped and a foul. No question about that. He fouled him about three times. And Logan Spencer finally gets the foul called. Be two shots for Maxey. Maxey puts it up. No good. Grant County again, the eighth ranked free throw shooting team in the state, and they are not shooting free throws very well in this one right now. Maxey, you're ready with the second one. That one is good. 32-28. Gamble checks back in, and he gives it in. Cross, stolen away by Maxey. 37 seconds to go. Right side it goes to Wilburn. Now to Myers. 31 seconds. Pretty good shot there for Wilburn. He turned it down in the far side. Inside to Watson. Steps behind the arc straight away. Evan Rams, they invite him to shoot. He turns down the invitation. Well, ball went out of bounds. And Morgan County thought they should have gotten it. Joe Gamble on the bench for them. Got a little warning from Davey Fields. Deshaun Watson, 9 seconds. Off to Gavin Myers. Penetrates. Off to Wilburn. Long three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Gavin Ramsey puts it up, no good. Rebound by Braden Myers, and he misses the layup. And that's it for the half. Morgan County leads 32-28 over Round County. And we'll be back with the halftime scoring after this on WIVY.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Looking to be proactive in your health? St. Clair Healthcare and the Porter Group Insurance Agency are hosting a free healthcare seminar with great speakers on March 5th at the Moorhead Conference Center starting at 4:30 p.m. It's free and open to the community. Call us at the Porter Group Insurance Agency for more information at 606-780-1387. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
We are at halftime. Morgan County and Round County 15-15 at the end of the first quarter. Morgan County outscores Round 17-13 in the second quarter to lead 32-28. Biggest lead for Morgan County was 7 points. We've had 3 lead changes, no ties. Round County's biggest lead was 3 points. For Morgan County, 11 points for Allen Justice, 5 field goals, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 9 points for Asher Gamble. 2 field goals, both 3-pointers, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 9 points. 8 points for Logan Spencer, 3 field goals, 2 of them 3-pointers. A field goal and 1 of 1 from the free throw line for Cameron Adams, and 3 points. And 2 points for Eli Griffith, a first quarter field goal. 12 field goals for Morgan County, 4 of them 3-pointers, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, and 32 points. 8 fouls called on Morgan County, 2 each on Gatlin and Eli Griffith, Logan Spencer, and Asher Gamble, and that make that 9 fouls, and Allen Justice has 1 foul. For Round County, leading away with 10 points, Colby Wilburn, 6 points for Deshaun Watson, 4 points for Weston Maxey. He had a field goal and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Deshaun Watson, 2 field goals, 2 of 2 from the line, and Colby Wilburn, 4 field goals, 2 3-pointers. A 3-pointer for Jason Ingles and the 3 points. Braden Myris, a 2-point field goal, and he missed his only free throw attempt. And Jace Winkleman had a field goal and 1 of 2 from the free throw line for 3 points. 10 field goals for Round County, 4 of them 3-pointers, 4 of 7 from the free throw line, and 28 points. Six fouls called on Round County, two each on Jason Ingles and Slade White. That is the first half scoring. And we will be back with more at halftime after this on WIVY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Allen's Affordable Shipping Containers are now at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. Shipping containers are great for commercial and residential uses. 20-foot standard size or 40-foot high cube size, both are 8 feet wide. Tiny houses, storage, temporary offices, and more. The possibilities are endless. You can rent or buy your container today. Call 606-776-7948 and delivery is available. Follow Allen's Affordable Enterprise on Facebook or come by Big Four Lumber in Moorhead for more information.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the nine locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In tomorrow night, the Vikings will be at Elliott County. We won't have that game for you due to some conflicts, including a doubleheader with the Moorhead State Eagles in Johnson Arena. And we'll be back with you on Thursday from Russell, the final regular season game for the Vikings. That game will be on WKCA 97.7. The Round County girls will be with them on Friday night at Boyd County in the final regular season game. That game will be here on WIVY. Next week, we'll have all the Viking and Lady Viking games in the 61st District Tournaments. Look down, Morgan County ready to send out its original starters of Eli and Gatlin Griffith, Justice Spencer and Adams. Round County. He looks like it will have the starters that it opened the game with. Officials just now make their way out. Morgan County will have the basketball to start this half with a four-point lead, 32-28.
It'll be Mrs. Ball to start the third period.
Eli Griffith out to inbound. Well, okay, do we have an issue? Okay, I think we had some water spilled. On the end of the floor, they're taking care of that. Still waiting for play to begin. All right, now they're walking across the way to inbound the basketball. Gatlin Griffith has in from Eli. Angles right. He's back to the left. Braden Myers is going to get his second foul. Which is fine with Sean Thacker. If they call that same call against Morgan County, there'll be a whole lot more fouls called that way. Morgan County runs the loop. Eli Griffith gives it to Gatlin. Penetrates in the lane, kicks out wide open in the corner. Three-pointer, and that's good by Adams. He's now got six. And that's a seven-point lead. Matches the biggest lead for Morgan County, 35-28. With it, Braden Myers. Penetration goes underneath, puts it up left-handed, good. 35-30, five-point lead for Morgan County, and the Cougars have the basketball. Eli Griffith penetrates in the lane, fakes, ball-away jumper is no good, rebound off. Looks like it was off Round County, but Bill Renzi quickly to say, no, it was off Allen Justice of Morgan County. Brown County's back with it. Deshaun Watson right on the Morgan County logo. Ingles comes out and gets it. Ball kicked by Gatlin Griffith. He was way out in the passing lane. Ball took a trip out the door, off to the left on the other side of the floor, out to the lobby. Now we're ready to go. Two-three zone. Watson has it right side, goes in the corner to Ingles. Soft pass inside, Brown lucky that it keeps the basketball. Morgan County came and batted away and almost intercepted it. Intended for Wilburn. Now, Watson out to inbound. Needs help. It's out deep to Myers. They're bringing the front of the zone way out around, kind of struggling a little bit with the passing lane. Inside to Wilburn. Off to Watson. And he drops it out of bounds. Tries to catch it with one hand. That's really not what you want to do in that instance. And here comes the Morgan County back with it. Eli Griffith, free throw line. Kicks out right side to Adams. Adams inside. Off to a cutting Justice. Puts it up and in. 13 for Justice. 37-30. 7-point lead for Morgan County. Side. Maxie. Round can't get anything going. A lot of standing around. Maxie left side. Penetrates. In the corner to Watson. Back out to Maxie. Ingles comes out and gets it. Messes right side to short corner Watson. Watson puts it up and in. Nice feed from Wilbur. 8 points for Deshaun Watson. 37-32. Eli Griffith goes down the lane, drops it, stolen away, thrown up in the air, recovered by Morgan County, then stolen away again. This time around, County gets it. Braden Myers goes under, puts it up off the glass, no good, taps it up, and Morgan County gets the rebound. They're back in front court with it. Eli Griffith. Eli County with a chance there to cut into the lead. Didn't do it. Gatlin Griffith goes down, puts it up, no good. Maxie gets it. It's 2-on-3. He's up the left side, gives it off to Myers, coming in late. Back to Colby Wilburn, rims out, no good. Three-pointer went all the way down and came out. Here comes Morgan County. Left side, driving with it is Eli Griffith. He's inside, kicks it out. Wide open, three-pointer by Spencer, and it's good. Morgan County is hitting their shots, and Round County not right now. 8-point lead, biggest of the game for the Cougars. 40-32 with 4 minutes to play in this third quarter. Deshaun Watson underneath, kicks it out in the corner. Maxie, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Eli Griffith for Morgan County. Gallen Griffith down the lane. I'm going to call a block on Colby Wilburn. Second on Colby Wilburn. And there'll be two free throws for Gatlin Griffith. He has not scored in the game, averaging 14 points. He's a 59% free throw shooter. Puts it up, good. 41-32. Gavin Myers comes in, and Maxie sits down for Round County. What's up? Good. 10-point lead. Round County back across the timeline. Gavin Myers. But before they run the offense, they're going to be a timeout taken by Round County. It's going to be a ...30-second timeout. And turn right. 10-4. Morgan County in this third quarter. Turn the 4-point halftime margin into a 10-point one right now. Morgan County will have it right in front of their own bench, down to our right. Comes into Myers from Watson. He takes it around there, goes all the way under, puts it up. Good. Double figures for Watson with 10. Back with it is Morgan County. Gatlin Griffith. And he charges that time. You can't keep going downhill, downhill, downhill. Three on Gatlin Griffith. Eli Griffith comes back in. Nah. right over top of the Round County defender. Not much of an argument available there. In the front court, Myers for Round County. Inside it goes to Gavin Myers. Back out to bad pass by Watson. Stolen away, and here comes the Morgan County Cougars. Shot no good by Gamble. And back in the other direction goes Round County. Myers goes underneath. Takes it out to Colby Wilmer. Drops it. Had a three-pointer, and then Gavin Myers throws it away. But it's lost out of bounds. Nope. It's going to go to Morgan County. Sloppy play by Round County. They cut it to eight. That's the way it is right now. Had a chance to maybe cut into it further, but they dropped the ball, then dropped it a second time. Spencer hands off to Eli Griffith. Round County playing man-to-man. Eli Griffith goes baseline. I think Gavin Myers got that foul. Gamble to inbound. Has it knocked out of bounds by Myers. Gavin Myers, that is. And it will stay with Morgan County. Eli Griffith will go out to inbound. Out deep it goes to Justice. Justice down the lane, and that's a foul on Wilbur. Third foul on Wilbur. I mean, that was an easy call to make. In fact, it was a frustrating foul. Could have almost called it intentional. Just put his hands on him, both hands on him, and it comes. Driving inside is Spencer. Gamble. Gamble has it knocked away, and a jump ball called. Alternating possession gives it to Round County with 2:09 to go in the third. Deshaun Watson crosses the Morgan County High School logo in the middle of the floor. Man-to-man by the Cougars. Watson goes inside. Wow, layup all the way across the goal. Here comes Morgan County back with that one. Did not even come close. Gamble. Kicks out in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. No good. That was by Spencer. And Round County's Deshaun Watson has it. Gets it ahead to Colby Wilburn. He goes baseline. He's tripped. It's tripped by Eli Griffith. That is his third. Team's second. Round County will have it under their own basket. And it comes to Ingles. Out to Wilburn. Three-pointer open left side. Good. 13 for Wilburn. Cuts the lead to 5. With a minute 25 to go in the quarter. With it across the way is Justice. Now it comes all the way back out to the logo to Spencer. Eli Griffith gives it up to Adams. Adams backs it into the lane. Kicks out. Three-pointer by Eli Griffith. Up no good. Nobody goes and gets the rebound. Grant had it. Everybody block out, and nobody went to get the ball. I think that was on Gavin Myers. Yeah. Free throw up, good by Gamble. Second free throw. Up and good. 11 points for Gamble off the bench. And we just passed the 1 minute mark here in the third quarter. Braden Myers Pitch up to Watson. Yeah, not in any hurry. It'd be nice to get two possessions out of this. But right side, Ingles comes out. Demiris. Demiris left side, Watson in the corner. It goes to Gallimaris. Inside to Kobe Wilburn. Goes up. Will not fall. He'll go to the free throw line. Foul will go on Spencer. That is his third. Wilburn will shoot two. Puts it up. Wow, no good. Clinton County now 4 of 8 from the free throw line in this game. Jay Smickelman in for Round County. And that one rolls around and goes in. 44-38, a six-point lead. Now, Wilburn will go out with his three fouls with just 30.7 seconds in this quarter. And Slade White will come in. Pressure in backcourt. Comes into Gatlin Griffith. Throws it high across the way. Knocked away by Jay Smickelman. Morgan County will bring it in and play it the length of the floor once again. 26.2 seconds. Merriman's going to throw long, and it's going to go to Round County. White goes back and gets it. Big bucket here for Round County if they can get it with 21 seconds to go. They fall back. There's Morgan County on defensively, and now John Watson bounces it off to Winkleman, throws it away. Morgan County will have it side backcourt. Goes into Griffith. Long three-pointer, no good off the back of the iron. And we go to the fourth quarter with the Morgan County Cougars leading at 44-38. Over the Vikings. Back with fourth quarter action after this on WIVY.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Morgan County won that third quarter 12-10 over Round County. We'll take a six-point lead into the final period, and the Cougars will have the basketball across the way. Gamble has it in, guarded by Gavin Ramsey. Off to Eli Griffith. Now Gatlinger with three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound, Round County fighting among each other, and now they've got it. Jay Swinkleman down the middle of the floor, goes all the way under and has it blocked. 7:38 to go. Back with it, Justice puts it up and in for Morgan County. 46-38, 7:29 to go. Myers, Gavin Myers to from Baden Myers, he puts it up, no good. Ball batted away, stolen by Gavin Myers. Hustle play. Colby Wilburn takes it in and lays it up and in. 16 for Wilburn. And foul coming up the floor. Braden Myers gets his third foul. And Cougars have it. Side midcourt. They throw it in backcourt to Gamble. Eli Griffith. Allen Griffin, which win, picks it up, gives it out to Gamble. He's a shooter. Now he backs it out. 6:48 to go. Gamble penetrates, spins, throws it up. And Davy Field just made one up. Woo! Galen Myers gets his third. And Gamble, three or four from the free throw line, will shoot two. Puts it up, rolls around, comes off. Free throw up, good. 47-40, 6:41 to go. Round counting. Back with it. Deshaun Watson. Left side, Gavin Myers penetrates. All the way in, gives it off to Deshaun Watson. Kicks out to Colby Wilburn, steps to the left, and has a three-pointer to go in. Roll all the way in, come out, and go back in. Four-point lead for Morgan County. Jumper left side is good by Logan Spencer. They beat the press back, but they didn't get a layup out of it. Colby Wilburn, three-pointer, way off. Rebound by by Kevin Myers. Off to Wilburn. Throws it away. Here comes a layup. No good. And it was missed by Spencer, and then Gatlin Griffith got the rebound. Deshaun Watson will get his first foul. And the Cougars will play it under their own basket. Comes in to Adams. Adams penetrates. Walks. Turned to feed it back to Eli Griffith, who tossed the ball in and then took an extra step. Ingles comes in. White comes in. Brown County has the basketball. Deshaun Watson takes it in, gives it back to Braden Myers, left side to Watson. Myers goes underneath, puts it up, no good, a lot of contact, no foul. And Morgan County has a rebound. Full timeout taken by Morgan County. They're up by six with 5:27 to go. We'll be back after this on WIBY.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too. At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Morgan County up six with 5:27 to go, has its side front court. Gatlin Griffith inbounds in back court to Logan Spencer. Spencer picks up the dribble, gives it right side to Justice. Gatlin Griffith gets it back, gives it to Justice. He bounces off to Eli Griffith. Left corner, goes inside, and puts it up, and he's fouled. Braden Myers will get his fourth. Free throw line will be Justice. He's one of two from the line, has 15 points in this game. Puts it up, no good. Slade White and Braden Myers go out. Gavin Myers and Kobe Wilburn come back in. Free throw up and good. Justin makes the second. 50-43, a 7-point lead for Morgan County. Round County to Maxey. Back out to Watson. Ingles comes out and gets it. Round County's not very effective right now against this 2-3 zone. Wilburn gets it to Maxey. Maxey inside to Deshaun Watson. He goes under, and they're going to call him for a charge. Second foul on Watson. And Morgan County will have timeout taken. Looked as though they may not get it inbounds, and Coach Reese Griffith called the timeout. 50-43, 4:40 to go. Round County, when they get a chance to cut into the lead, something just goes awry. Still plenty of time in this one, though. 4:40 to go. They've got to get a string of some points going. Morgan County will go the length of the floor. Gavin Griffith gets it in to Gamble. Now it's floated ahead to Spencer. Spencer penetrates and kicks back out to Gatlin Griffith. Once again, he and Spencer exchange passes. They run a weave out front. Eli Griffith, right side. Hands off to Gatlin Griffith. Back to Eli Griffith. He goes baseline, has it poked out of bounds from behind by Gavin Myers. Cougars will have it under their own basket with 4:14 to play. With the rock and a 7-point lead. Gets it in. Spinning jumper is good by Eli Griffith. Got four. The lead's at 9. 40-52-43. Maxey gets it inside to Watson. He's fouled. Pushed down, as a matter of fact. Foul will go on Justice. That's his second. First team foul on Morgan County in the fourth quarter. Round County has it under its own basket. And it comes to Ingles. Watson in the corner. Wilburn, three-pointer on the way, is good. 22 points for Wilburn. It's a 6-point lead. Under 4 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. Driving with it, Spencer. It's at left side to Gatlin Griffith. Spencer, three-pointer on the way, right side. Boy, that's a big one. 20% three-point shooter, and Eli Griffith knocks it down. Put the lead back out to 9, and it's stolen away. Putting it up in, no good, but Morgan County gets the rebound. It's put up and in by Justice. 18 points for Justice. Boy, they almost lost it again. Approaching the three-minute mark. Myers goes inside and misses the shot. Gavin Myers gets the rebound. Deshaun Watson, three-pointer right side, no good. Rebound comes down to Eli Griffith. He's got the numbers. Kicks it left side. And driving with it is Gatlinger. They get it back out to Logan Spencer. As it poked away by Deshaun Watson. And a charge on Logan Spencer. It's his fourth. Maxey's back in. Gavin Myers goes out. Brown County will have it side backcourt. Deshaun Watson. Maxey, three-pointer. Good. He's got seven. Lead is at eight. Is that right? 57-49, what's on the board. And 2:31 to go and a timeout taken. A full timeout taken. We'll be back after this on WIVY.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have five convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
.231 to go in the game, 57-49 Morgan County. They will bring it the length of the floor under full court pressure from Round County. Ball out to Justice. Wow. Fouls on Maxey. That is his first. And two free throws for Gatlin Griffith. Free throw up. Good. And Gatlin, a 59% free throw shooter. He is 3 of 3 in this contest. That one's up. No good. Rebound, Watson. 9-point lead. Watson down the middle. Ingles, right side. No good. Rebound on the floor. Deshaun Watson has the rebound, but he's tied up. Brown County will have it on the alternating possession. Deshaun Watson throws it in, gets it, puts it up and in. Throws it off the back of a Morgan County player. And gets it. Whoa, that's a walk. Nice play by Brown County to cut in a passing lane and force the walk from Cameron Adams. And with 2:11 to go, Brown County has it back with a 7-point deficit. Cole Wilbur. Off to Ingles. Right corner goes to Deshaun Watson. Penetrates. Kicks out to Myers. Myers puts it up. No good. Rebound. Deshaun Watson. No good. Rebound Ingles. Out to Wilburn. Three-pointer by Wilburn. No good. And the rebound comes off to Campbell. And a foul called on Round County. Shooting will be Gamble. We've got two. Knocks that one down. 59-51, minute 43. And that one's good. 14 for Gamble. Deshaun Watson takes it in and they foul him. Justice gets his third foul. And Deshaun Watson will shoot two. Into this game, we'll select the St. Clair Healthcare backing player of the game. Deshaun Watson puts it up. Good. Watson ready for the next one. And it's good. He's got 8.5, 14 in the game. Here comes Grant Rose. He has no fouls, and that may be why he's coming in right here. Breaking loose is Justice. Has it stolen away by Gavin Myers. Round County goes back in the other direction. Left side it goes. Three-pointer on the way. Good by Deshaun Watson. And they're pressing in backcourt, and Morgan County's going to take a timeout. With a minute 19 to play and a 60-56 lead. And it's going to be timeout, and it will be
full timeout.
Minute 19 to go. We'll take another timeout. Back in a moment on WIVY.
Every sandwich has bread. Every burger has a bun. But these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Or at Optimus Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Morgan County to inbound. And the Gamble. Gamble's fouled by Rose. He's a good free throw shooter. We're about to put Gamble at the line. 67%. Two shots. Puts it up. Good. Both teams make some offensive defensive subs. Gamble will shoot the second. And that was good. 62-56, a 6-point lead, Morgan County lead. Minute 16 to go. And it comes to Deshaun Watson. Streaks down the floor. Off to Wilburn, long three-pointer, good. Cuts the lead to three with a minute nine to play. 25 points for Colby Wilburn, and we've got another timeout. We'll keep it right here. And tomorrow night, Brown County will be at Elliott County. And we'll close out the regular season on Thursday night at Russell. We'll be with them at Russell here on WIBY. Actually, it's not on WIBY, my mistake. That game will be on WKCA 97.7 due to a conflict with an MSU game that night. Try to work around the Eagles and the Vikings, get all the games in. Morgan County will have the basketball. 109 to go. Inbounding. Comes in. Jay Swinkelman gets the foul. And Gatlin Griffith, 3 of 4 from the free throw line in this game, will shoot two. Puts it up, no good. Tell you what, Grand County, now they're going to have more people on the line as substitutes come in. Next free throw, up and good. 4-point lead. Here comes Braden Myers with it for Round County. Penetrates, goes all the way under, puts it up off the glass, good. Cuts the lead to two, 63-61. And here's a breakaway for the Morgan County Cougars. Laying it up in is Spencer, and it's good. Puts the lead back to four. And Ram loses it down in front of the bench. I can't tell you how it happened, because it looked like Morgan County player had it standing out of bounds, but no arguments from Round County. 41.2 seconds to go, 65-61. Ball comes in. Ball stolen away, but stolen back. Lost out of bounds by... What did he do? Did they get a timeout? Second timeout. I don't even know who has the basketball. Sometimes Bill Renzi leaves you wondering just a little bit. And they're standing on, well, I'm not sure, on the Round County end of the floor. That would be nice for the Vikings if they've got it. 65-61. 34 seconds to go in this one. Nope, it is going to be Morgan County basketball. Gamble out. Nelson inside and Gatlin. Well, they're not going to foul. Finally, there's a foul on Deshaun Watson. They let the clock run down to 23.3. And at the line will be Cameron Adams. He's one of one from the free throw line tonight, and a 76% free throw shooter coming in. Puts it up good. Five-point lead. That one's up and good. Rankin gets down her court. Hanging under, no good. Out in the corner, Wilburn, three-pointer on the way, good. And it has to be a full timeout. We'll leave it right here, though. They've been coming out of these timeouts a little quick and get started back. We'll be here ready when they're ready for us. Great second half for Wilburn. We had a good first half with 10 points. Got 18 here in the second half for 28 points. 7 3-pointers in the contest. Brown County will have to foul immediately. Well, Brown County has any timeouts left or not. This being high school basketball, but time does not stop when a ball goes through the net. They need a steal. Throws it down the field. Justice goes under, puts it up and in. Home run ball, and Brown County got beat. And it's going to be 69-64 with 11.5 seconds. Wilburn gets the foul, his fourth. And we'll have one more free throw here for Allen Justice. Puts it up. Good. Ball stolen by Gatlin. And Ram County just threw it away, and now they'll dribble it out. Final score in this one is Morgan County 70, Round County 64. Morgan County now 20-1 in its last 21 games here at home. They on this season are 19-6. Round County falls to 18-10. We'll come back with the scoring and more post-game programming after this on WIVY.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, Road Force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions in Limax and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
The game was tied at 15 apiece at the end of the first quarter. Morgan County led 32-28 at the half. They led 44-38 at the end of three, and out the two teams each scored 26 points in the fourth quarter, and 70-64 is the final. Biggest lead for Morgan County was 10 points. Biggest lead for Round County was 3 points. There were no ties in the game, and there were three lead changes, and all of those came in the first quarter. Again, it was tied at the end of the quarter, but Round County was never able to get on top after early in the game. In fact, after the first bucket of the game, they were trailed for the rest of the contest. For Morgan County, 21 points for Allen Justice, 15 points for Logan Spencer and Asher Gamble, 8 points for Cameron Adams, and 7 points for Eli Griffith, 4 points for Gatlin Griffith. They laid their free throws down the stretch. 19 free throws taken in the second half for Morgan County. And they made 15 of them, and that was certainly enough to hold on. For Round County, 28 points for Colby Wilburn. 10 in the first half and 18 in the second half. 17 points for Deshaun Watson. 7 points for Weston Maxey. 6 for Braden Myers. 3 each for Jason Ingles and Gavin Myers. And 3, I'm sorry, that's not Gavin Myers, that's 3 for Jason Winkleman. Put it on the wrong line of my score sheet. And that is the scoring in this contest. The St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game, especially after turning in two amazing halves, Colby Wilburn at 10 points in that first half and 18 in the second, and 28 points for the game. He is the St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game. We'll continue on the postgame hill here after this on WIVY.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whitaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whitaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Morgan County, undefeated at home this season and 20-1 over the last two seasons. Wins this one over Round County 70-64. Of course, Round County again at the Elliott County tomorrow night and at Russell on Thursday night. And then next week will be district tournament week. And the girls' district tournament will get underway on Monday the 26th. With Fleming County against Menifee at 6 o'clock and Bath County against Round at 7:30. The girls' championship game will skip Tuesday, and the girls' championship game will be Wednesday the 28th at 7. The boys' 61st District Tournament, Fleming and Bath County at 6 o'clock on Tuesday the 27th. Round County and Menifee County at 7:30 on Tuesday the 27th. And after a day off, the boys' finals will be on Thursday the 29th at 7 o'clock. Once again, the St. Clair Healthcare Vacuum Player of the Game was Colby Wilburn. And we will take another break. Hopefully Coach Sean Thacker will join us by that point in time. Back after this on WIVY.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Okay, we're back at Veterans Memorial Gymnasium in Index or West Liberty, whatever you prefer, where Morgan County continues its success here in this facility. We're joined by Coach Sean Thacker. Coach, it was a, boy, we almost got over the top a couple of times in that second half, but just had something go wrong.
Yeah, you know, we missed some opportunities, and we had some finishes around the basket, you know, and then you know, I thought we had some good attacks, and, you know, some things didn't go our way. You know, I thought we fought through some adversity tonight, but that's part of it. But I also thought we fought all the way through. You know, I mean, we were down, well, we were down 11, 10, a minute and a half to go, 10. Something like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
I have it as 10. I could be wrong.
Right. And then, you know, so, you know, we had an opportunity to fold our 10, you know, but, you know, we did a good job of clawing our way back and making enough plays to get it down to a one possession game. We just couldn't get over the hump, and got to make shots better. I thought we had some turnovers that we haven't been having. And I think some credit goes to them. And,
well, we missed Charlie Charles, but I think the shooting really was probably in the first half. We ended up shooting pretty well, you know, down the stretch.
Yeah, the first half. I mean, we had a lot of opportunities. We missed some free throws and, you know, just on the road. Good environment. It's one of the reasons you wanted to go ahead and play this game. And in case you see them on down the road, I mean, there's a chance that both of us could be in the regional tournament. You know, there's work to be done to get that to where it happens. But we just gotta battle through. We're banged up a little bit, and that kind of. You know, I don't know if that was part of it, but, they got a veteran team. They start five seniors. They've been around the block. They're tough. They're hard-nosed. I thought we did a good job of for the most part, matching that with the effort that we had. I thought early on we didn't do a good job on the backboard, and I thought we cleaned that up a little bit and did a lot better job of rebounding the ball and, just some missed opportunities.
Yeah, and again, this place has a little mystique for them. Their only loss in these last 2 years at home was to Boyd County. So it's
right. But pick up the pieces, lick our wounds, and come back tomorrow and try to get back on the winning side of things with Elliott County on the road. It's a varsity only. The girls, Elliott and Raceland, will play the game before ours, I believe is who the girls' game is, and then we'll play the second game at 7:30 against Elliott County. So no rest for the weary. We'll get the boys home, get them in the bed. And, I haven't looked at Elliott, I don't think, all year, so I'll have to stay up and, do my homework and get myself ready to get our kids ready for tomorrow.
Now, they can certainly want to support the team tomorrow night over there, but plus you get a chance to see a couple of the younger kids who are going to be stars of the future in this 16th region in Lakin Atkins and also Kyle and Faulkner.
Yeah, two really, really good players. They're just young right now. Mm-hmm. And, they will come ready to play tomorrow night. Coach Atkins, me and Tyler were talking. I think he may be the veteran as far as number of regional titles in the region right now. I think he's got three titles under his belt, and so he knows what he's doing. And we just got to find a way to bounce back tomorrow, and then get ourselves ready to go on Thursday at Russell.
All right. Thanks for coming up, Coach. We'll go ahead and wrap this one up quickly here and get out of here. Morgan County is now 19-6 on the season, and Round County 18-10. Both of them looking ahead to the district tournaments coming up next week. I always usually mean to tell you, Coach, that our St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game was Colby Wilburn with 18 points in the second half. Two good halves for Colby in a nice game. Quite a few three-pointers there. Again, tomorrow night on the road at Elliott County, back on the road Thursday at Russell. That Russell game will be on at 7:30 on WKCA 97.7, and we'll have that one for you. And then the next week is district tournament week, and all that will be at the Coop in Moorhead. I want to thank folks here at Morgan County, Braxton Howard, the athletic director, very nice to us today. Also, Owen Mundy on studio controls, Coach Thacker and his staff, and we'll leave it with that. Final score, once again, was Morgan County 70, Round County 64. Till next time, this is Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.